know
that
I
was
a
dog.
I never concentrated or studied that much. I do just enough to get by. Stuff like that. And I didn't want to go up there and fail my subjects and stuff like that and be a disappointment to them. But I had a letter from Georgia Tech for me to come over there and try out. And I never did go. Daddy and my coach told me, see, my coach finished at Howard College. They both told me, I was small. I weighed about 50 or 55 pounds when I graduated. And Georgia Tech had a halfback that year. They just weighed 144 pounds, and he made all Southeastern Conference. So I figured I had a chance, you know. Mm-hmm. Back then, boys and girls, big job. Now, I've got a program of Georgia Tech. We went to a football game over there. And on their whole squad, there were about three men that weighed 200 or more. That's back in 1949. And now, you take these high school teams that got bigger players on than the colleges had back in those days. Mm-hmm. They got better diets, they got exercise programs, and boys just go bigger than them. But Dad and Coach both talked to me and says, I'd already gone down to Howard and tried out. I stayed down there 2 or 3 weeks practicing with them and trying out, and so they gave me a scholarship. And then Chattanooga found out that Howard gave me a scholarship, so they offered me one. Howard used to beat Dickens out of them every year. And it's a Baptist school. I said, I didn't want to go to no preacher's school. And they said I was little and I'd get to play more if I went there.
Well,
I always played
this. Behind everybody, you know, Ed and Doc, he didn't miss a game if
it happened. If I had gone to put Georgia Tech, and if, a big if I had made got a scholarship, I might have gone on to college. Because I didn't have, when I went down and tried out, I knew in my mind I wasn't going to go to school. Of course, I'd love that thing over there, too. Well, I met you after that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I met you after that. And then for sure I didn't go.